السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله، بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His help and guidance, and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah azza wa jal from the evils of our own souls and from the evil of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can misguide. And whosoever Allah the Almighty leaves to go astray, none can guide. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy to be worshipped except Allah alone. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his serving slave and his final messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All you who believe, be mindful of Allah and fear Him as He should be feared, and die not except in a state of Islam. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. O mankind, be mindful of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from it He created its mate, and from them both He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created many men and women. So be mindful of Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights as well as the rights of your kinship. For Allah azza wa jalla is watching over you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. All you who believe, be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say the right word, and Allah azza wa jalla will rectify your affairs for you, forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed win. My dear brothers and sisters, in Western countries, there is a day that is celebrated known as Labor Day. As a matter of fact, this is a long weekend, and it's called Labor Day weekend. Now, in many of these countries, this day wasn't recognized right away. The day that we call Labor Day, which is a day to honor and celebrate the contributions of workers, it is rooted in a history of labor movement. Labor movements that fought for workers' rights, fair wages, reasonable working hours, and safer working conditions. It took a lot of fight, a lot of struggle. It wasn't easy. The sacrifices of those early labor activists were the ones that paved the way to improve the working conditions that many enjoy today, including many of us here. Someone had to pay the price, someone had to sacrifice, someone had to really suffer in order for later generations to come. And in that, there's actually a lesson for many of us. But we'll leave that for another day. And due to the lack of time, I can't go into details of the history of Labor Day or the labor rights movements. But things weren't like this. And inshallah ta'ala on Monday night, inshallah ta'ala after Isha, we'll shed some lights inshallah and share some interesting numbers and facts. But in the past, especially during the Industrial Revolution, workers in the West faced severe exploitation, long hours, unsafe working environments, and child labor. Here in the West, child labor were rampant. Events like, there are many events, we'll talk about them actually on Monday. I'll have to fast forward. So let's talk about present. Now, when we look at the current conditions, there have been notable improvements in worker protections, minimum wage laws, occupational safety standards, and social security benefits. These are norms that we take for granted now. And it wasn't like that. But even those amazing laws and amazing realities that we're enjoying today, there are still challenges that persist. Until this day. And the fight continues. Now, this is not unique to the West. But obviously, when you look at places or countries that are the best for workers, you'll find that some of the Scandinavian countries and many Western countries are ranked to be the best or amongst the best. And unfortunately, the Middle East and the Eastern countries are ranked as the worst. And as a matter of fact, the country that was in 2023 the worst country for workers has, alhamdulillah, witnessed an amazing and inspiring revolution that got rid of the head of the regime that induced or that produced these conditions. And I'm hoping, inshallah ta'ala, in 2024 or 2025, inshallah ta'ala, Bangladesh will be amongst one of the best countries for people to live, inshallah ta'ala, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But that is a reminder of what happens when people continue to be exploited and abused. Eventually, they will have enough, and then they will react and organize and take down any regime or system or entities or individuals that continue to abuse them. Things here in the United States of America in the 1800s, in the early 1900s, were also very bad, especially for the African Americans. And especially for those who had to face systemic racism and had to deal, you know, whether it's, by the way, from slavery and into onward. Because we think that some of these conditions have changed and things have changed. No, they just take different forms. But what got to me was the fact that some of the most obvious conditions for workers around the world are being ignored, while some are being intentionally highlighted. So you have people producing movies, singling out certain countries and the worker conditions. And I'm not denying that there are abuses and violations that actually will go, that go against what we are taught as Muslims. And we'll explore that, inshallah ta'ala, in a minute. But you have to wonder, why is the plight of Palestinian workers in the West Bank and occupied territories ignored? Because really, we must also turn our hearts to the Palestinian workers in the West Bank and the occupied territories. The military occupation has severely restricted their freedom of movement, access to resources and employment opportunities and rights. I myself witnessed some of these atrocities being committed, and it's the norm. And people have been living under these conditions for decades. But dare anyone on Netflix or in Hollywood talk about this or produce a documentary to highlight the plight, the existing, the ongoing, with no light at the end of the tunnel, of the population as well as the workers, hard-working people who are trying to make a living for themselves and survive. See, many of us, unless you're from there, and unless you know someone who's from there, and unless you've been there or you were born there, many of us do not understand, or we're not able to relate to the daily hardships that Palestinians face, including passing through multiple checkpoints to reach their places of work, encountering arbitrary detentions and enduring limited access to essential services. As a matter of fact, some of these distances, when you ask someone from there as to how long it takes them to go from one place to another, just to go grab something and come back, or just to go to report to work. You see, some of us, when we get stuck in traffic because the left lane was closed, and we have to get stuck in traffic for 10 minutes, we get upset and angry and frustrated. But at least, you know, at the end of this stretch of 1 or 2 miles, you're going to get to work. But imagine standing in lines for hours, not knowing whether you're going to actually finally be allowed to go or not. And imagine people making the tough choice of actually going to a particular portion of their own ancestors' land, by the way, and then decide not to go back home because they don't know whether they're going to be allowed to come back the next day or not, so they decide to stay like homeless people closer to work so that they can finish the week. This is their reality. But nobody's talking about it. So, my dear brothers and sisters, what does Islam really teach us about labor rights, about workers' rights? First of all, my dear brothers and sisters, we have a beautiful religion. And this didn't start in the 1900s. No, this is started when Allah Azza wa Jalla sent a man who once upon a time was himself a shepherd, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Once upon a time, he himself was an employee, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. when that man received this beautiful message that we know as the Quran and this beautiful religion that we know as Islam that came to liberate mankind and looked at us, we human beings, be it Muslim or not, as humans that deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba the following. And I want everyone to hear this, especially if you, I mean, many of us here. You either, you're someone's boss or you're someone's employer. And you have control, some sort of control or power over someone. Or, by the way, you're someone's spouse. Because some people are working for their spouses as well. And inshallah, we'll talk about that on Monday. Because there are some laborers that are they don't get recognized. They don't get thanked. They don't get praised for what they do, for their sacrifices. As well as there are many hardworking heads of household that they don't get the respect and the appreciation that they deserve. You have people who leave the house not knowing whether they're going to make it back or not. And at the end of the day, when that person comes back home, they don't get Jazakallahu khayran, Ya'tika al-afiyah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, Alhamdulillah, you're safe. And for those who take this for granted, go and ask those individuals who lost their loved ones on their way back from work or on their way to work due to an accident or, wal'ayadu billah, due to gun violence. Ask them what it's like not to be able to open the door for that person that works so hard to put food on the table for his family or her family. And I want to salute and give a shout out to every hard-working head of household, be it a husband, a wife, or a single parent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your hard work and for your halal earning. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us a hadith that should terrify all of us. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أحبتي في الله استمعوا إلى هذا الحديث بقلوبكم قبل أن تستمعوا إليه بأذانكم. هذا الحديث مرعب. هذا الحديث مرعب. ينبغي لكل من له لكل من له أجير يعمل عنده أجير أو شغيل زي ما بيقول الناس شغيل أو عامل يعمل عنده أو أجير ينبغي لأن يستمع إلى هذا الحديث وأن يخشى الله سبحانه وتعالى وأن يخشى يوما يلقى الله عز وجل فيه. I want everyone, every employer out there, every person that has someone working for them to listen to this hadith. Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه reports that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said the following. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال الله. Who is speaking? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says, أبو هريرة said, the messenger of Allah, the prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah, the exalted سبحانه وتعالى, says. So this is the hadith قدسي attributed to Allah عز وجل himself. This is Allah سبحانه وتعالى speaking. ثلاثة أنا خصمهم يوم القيامة. Three individuals, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, three types of people. I will contend. I will be their prosecutor. I'll be standing against them. I'll be charging them. I'll be indicting them. I'll be holding them accountable. Allah Himself. ثلاثةٌ أنا خصمهم يوم القيامة. ومن كان الله عز وجل أنا أقول من كان الله عز وجل خصمه يوم القيامة هلك. And if anyone has Allah on the Day of Judgment as his opponent will indeed lose and is doomed. ثلاثة أنا خصمهم يوم القيامة. رجل أعطي بي ثم غدر. One who makes a covenant in my name and then breaks it. ورجل باع حرا فأكل ثمنه. And a person who sells a free man, kidnaps or takes a free man. And by the way, until this day, slavery and human trafficking is an issue affecting millions of people. Not, not tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, no, millions of people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah says, a man or a person or an entity or a group of people or a government agency or anyone who is involved in taking free people, enslaving them, and then selling them and devouring that income. وَرَجُلٌ بَاعَ حُرًّا فَأَكَلَ ثَمَنَهُ. And then, listen to this. وَرَجُلٌ اسْتَأْجَرَ أَجِيرًا فَاسْتَوْفَى مِنْهُ وَلَمْ يُعْطِهِ أَجْرَهُ. And a person who hires a worker, having, you know, and then end up taking everything, ends up getting the work done in full and does not pay him his wages. This hadith should terrify us. Allah Azza wa Jalla will be their opponent on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Umar says, مَا خَفَّفْتَ مِنْ عَنْ خَادِمِكَ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ كَانَ لَكَ أَجْرًا فِي مَوَازِينِكَ. The Prophet taught the Sahaba this culture, that any time you help your worker or someone that you hire, or back in the days when they used to have slaves. The slaves, by the way, they were treated like family members. And I will share with you a hadith, the hadith of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu about that. The Prophet said, any time you help someone who is supposed to serve you, someone that you're paying to do this, be it a waiter, a waiter, be it a worker, a secretary, anytime, a driver, anyone, when you help them, anytime you do that or you're lighten their burden, it will actually be written for you as a sadaqah, as a source of reward. You know, sometimes you see people who can easily, you know, help, you know, the person who's helping them or whom they hired. They can just lend them a hand, help them. Offer them water, offer them breaks. Is there anything I can do for you? And they don't realize how much they're missing out. We are told in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted a man and took him out of a predicament because that man saved the money that his worker left behind. Not only did he save it, but he actually invested it for him. I'll conclude with this. There's more to be said, by the way. The teachings don't stop right here. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Do not withhold people's wages. أَشْيَاءَهُمْ doesn't only mean merchandise, but an individual's time, an individual's talent, an individual's skill. All of these things should be valued and should be appreciated. And if a person does something for you, you should pay them. As a matter of fact, the hadith tells us that pay the person, أعطي الأجير أجره قبل أن يجف عرقه. أعطي الأجير أجره قبل أن يجف عرقه. Pay the person their wages before their sweat dries. These are the standards. These are the prophetic standards. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught Abu Dharr the following regarding slaves, let alone workers that you hire. Slaves. Imagine a slave that is owned as a property. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is his declaration. إخوانكم خوالكم جعلهم الله تحت أيديكم. إخوانكم خوالكم جعلهم الله تحت أيديكم. These are your brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. These are your brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you control over them. Allah placed them under your authority. Your brothers are your slaves are your brothers. جعلهم الله تحت أيديكم. فمن كان أخوه تحت يده فليطعمه مما يأكل. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, he who has his brother under his authority, let him make sure that he feed him, that he should feed him from whatever he eats. That's Islamic standards, the slaves. And dress him, وَلْيُلْبِسْهُ مِمَّا يَلْبَسْ. And he should dress him whatever he wears. Same standards. You wear Gucci, they should wear Gucci as well. ولا تكلفوهم ما يغلبهم. And he said, do not overburden them with something that they cannot handle. And فإن كلفتموهم فأعينوهم. If you overburden them with something, then assist them and help them. This hadith was shared by Abu Dharr when one from the after the Prophet's passing, one of the Muslims that came after that time, one of the Tabi'un, the successors of the Sahaba, saw Abu Dharr, and he saw with him a slave that was dressed just like Abu Dharr. They were both dressed the same. And Abu Dharr was treating him like his own son or brother or family member. So when he inquired as to why he was doing that, he said, this is what the Prophet ﷺ taught us, and he shared this hadith. So imagine someone who's a free individual that has rights, that should be treated with respect and dignity. Imagine how that person should be treated. Keep that in mind, my dear brothers and sisters. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, there are many people in the world that are living the goat life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease their hardships. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease their hardships. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease their hardships and reward them for their struggles. We need to ask ourselves, before pointing finger at anyone or any specific cultures. And by the way, as I said, unfortunately, and inshallah on Monday, maybe I'll share some of this information with you. Unfortunately, we have some Muslim countries that have really bad records when it comes to workers' rights. But guess what? It's not unique to some of these countries that sometimes, you know, people target specifically. Unfortunately, it's everywhere. It's happening everywhere. وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Including, you know, places where people are, you know, sometimes people complain about being mistreated somewhere, where in their own countries they get mistreated. Now, I was just reading about some of the numbers of people who are committing suicide in the tens of thousands, farmers and workers who are being exploited in their own countries, their farms are being taken away from them. For instance, more than 45% of farmlands in India, were in Punjab, they were taken from the people by bankers under the supervision of these governments that are supposed to be advocating for the people and protecting their rights, to the point where people are committing suicide because they end up losing everything that they have. So we have to ask ourselves, really, who's going to revive these prophetic standards, these Islamic standards? It's not us Muslims. Because on the other hand, we have great examples of people who follow the prophetic path. And subhanAllah, their workers are so inspired by their akhlaq, by their demeanors, that they themselves inquire where these standards are coming from. And then when they're taught about Islam and about the Islamic standards, some of them, you know, actually, or many of them actually end up embracing this deen. So we have to ask ourselves, am I really a reflection of that rahmah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my treatment of my employees and my workers? Do I have deep sense of appreciation for their hard work? Do I have the capacity to overlook their mistakes and their shortcomings? Do I have compassion and mercy? Because some employers are merciless. They're merciless. And they miss out on الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. Some employers have no decency. They have no sense of shame or appreciation. People work for them for years and years and years and years, and they just cut them off, cut them loose. I don't care. This is not what we are taught in this beautiful religion of ours. And remember that everything that you do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be rewarded for it. I will conclude by saying, going back to that story of the man. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about a man that found himself stuck in a cave. And he was told that the only way out of this cave is if he was to pray, ask Allah azza wa jal by the virtue of the best deed that he has ever done. And that man was able to recall that he once hired a group of people, a group of workers, and he paid them all whatever they agreed upon, except one worker who was very upset, wanted to be paid more. Yani they had an agreement to be paid a certain amount. That worker came to him, he said, listen, I worked harder than everyone else, I want you to pay me more. This man, being a very principled man, he said, no, it's not fair. I'll pay you whatever I paid everyone else, whatever we have agreed upon. This is your money. You want to take it? Take it. Please take it. And the man refused. He said, no, I don't want it. And he left. Yani he insulted him and he left. What did he do? He could have said, 16 dahi. Who cares? No, he takes that money of his and he doesn't take this personally. And he says, you know what, I will invest this money for him. So he استثمر له المال. He invested the money for him. حتى كثرت منه الأموال. That small amount of money, he actually manages so well, and Allah blessed it because this man was sincere, that it became a huge amount of wealth. And after some years, this man comes back to him and he says, Ya Abdullah, أدي إلي حقي. Remember the money that I left behind? You know, sorry for what I said. Can you please pay me whatever you owe me? He said, oh yeah, sure, for sure, come. And he takes him and he says, you see everything between these two mountains, they all belong to you, they're yours. He said, Ya Abdullah, la taskhar bi. He said, please do not make fun of me, I don't have time, please give me my money, let me go. He said, no, this is your money, I have invested it for you, and Allah blessed it, and this is all yours. قَالَ فَاسْتَاقَهُ كُلَّهُ. He took it all, he did not spare, he did not even leave one goat. He's like, oh, jazakallah khair for doing this, here's a goat. He didn't leave it. He took everything. I did not stop him. He said, oh Allah, I didn't stop him. He took everything. Oh Allah, if I had done that for your sake, oh Allah, save me from this predicament. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. The rock moved because this man went above and beyond the call of duty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live according to these standards. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who seek His pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who fear Him in our treatment of our loved ones, our children, our spouses, and those who are in our service. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who appreciate the hard working of those people in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and protect them and reward them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them for their shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts for one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a source of blessings, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor our brothers and sisters who are struggling for their rights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them victorious. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. أبرم لأمة الإسلام أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل الطاعة ويهدى فيه أهل المعصية ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا، اللهم انا نسألك عيشة هنية وميتة سوية ومردا غير مخز ولا فاضح. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Inshallah, next weekend we have a packed weekend, alhamdulillah. We have a conference full weekend called It Takes a Village, Activating Our Community. That is the theme of the weekend, alhamdulillah. So all of the talks and speeches throughout the weekend will be focused on that theme. And alhamdulillah, we have a lot of guest speakers coming in. Imam Suhaib Webb is one of them who will be giving the khutbah that Friday and will be on the panels throughout the weekend. Sheikha Haifa Yunus will be in Memphis as well for a Friday night program with the sisters, as well as the Friday night panel. We have former NBA player Tariq Abdul-Wahid, who used to play with the Dallas Mavericks and Sacramento Kings and some other NBA teams back in the 90s, will be here on those panels to talk. Part of the weekend, there's a plan for a Qiyam night from Friday night to Saturday morning. with how we did it during Ramadan. If you guys remember the Grand Qiyam, where we had Qari Saif, who will also be in town, Qari Saif Khalid, leading Salah, and then in between that there will be talks from the different speakers. We have local speakers coming in as well, our own Mashayikh and others, such as Ustadh Omar Al-Ani, Sheikh Anwar Arafat, and Brother Malik Shah, Ustadh Malik Shah. So it's going to be a full weekend. We look forward to seeing everybody there. The flyer is out. The details are out. All we ask for you is to show up. We'll send out the schedule and then also spread the word around to everybody else, inshallah. And then also on that Sunday, we're going to be having the MIC Heart Song Annual Blood Drive, which we have every year in September. And that'll be going on from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you're able to come donate blood, you can set up an appointment. There's a link to reserve your time. And it's in 15-minute increments, inshallah. So like I said, it's a packed weekend, but inshallah, we look forward to seeing you there. Jazakallah khair.